Let's go. There's a pack tosis here. Frak tosis akasha, the shas kasha. The Gemara in Chulin Adav Kufyud tells us that any mitzvah that the schar is ksuba betzida in the Torah, which is included in this mitzvah of tztaka, ki beglal adover hazeh yivarecha Hashem aleikecha, we're not koifas. So Frak tosis akasha, how could Rava be koifer Rav Nosson to give tztaka? Hello, it's ksuba betzida. So now we have to really analyze the answers of tosis. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, we saw briefly one of the terutzim legabe the shaila of the ktsais and the nesivis, but now we have to really delve into each and every terut. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the high kfiya bedvarim, kamay kfiya, what does the bach change to? Kamay kfiya Rav Papa Rav Yehuda in the Gemara and Ksuvis. It's not a real classic kfiya, but rather he just used some harsh words to convince him, but he wasn't really implementing the real koyach of kfiya. Bezdin be a dime to force him. Sir Baisai. Vaitiritz tahacha kiblu aleim shiyakufu osanagabai. Or you could say, no. When is there no din of kfiya b'mitzvah shamatan schara ksuv b'tzida? That's by a din of what? That's by a normal situation. But where they're makabal on themselves to get kfiya and that they want the bezdin to enforce them, right, a guy starts at the beginning of this month. He says, "Rebbe, I want you to be hard on me. Rebbe, I don't want you to play Mr. Nice Guy. I want you to talk tough because I know you believe in me. I know you care, and I know any piece of musa that you give me, it's all because coming from a good place." So that's what these guys said when they came up to Rava, and that was the situation. Frektemar Shah, it's very schwer that's the case. Why? What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Rav Shah's problem? If that's the ukimta, that's the reason why we're able to trump the regular din of ein koifin, we don't force by a mitzvah that the Torah itself said the schar in conjunction with it, like Rashi explains over there, because you don't need kfir there, he knows that the schar he's going to get, so you don't force it. Ask the Rav Shah, Dimkein, my maisiraya mehochala idim mashkin. Because then in Cain, so then how is Rava forcing Rav Nosson a riot to the regular din of a mashkin al tzedaka? What? This is an exception to the rule. This is a yoytzim in aklal. This is either what they accepted upon themselves. They had a little conversation at the beginning of the zaman. You know, please be forceful with me. But it's not a riot that in general that Bezin has that authority to be kaife. It's a very shver, very, 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 very dachuk de gateritz. The Mayri Nami Hochabichi Agavnev, the Gemara is bringing a raya that Mamashkinal at Stoko, if only what? If they accepted, so then the Gemara should say, Imkain Lamu Luflugi Bain Omid Veloyomid, Avla Luflugi Bain Kibla Alem Loikibloim. So what are you going to tell me? So the whole, no, we'll transform the entire Gemara. The entire Gemara was what? Was talking about a situation that Bezdin can force Mamashkin al Hatzlaka when they make that Kabbalah and they say, Rebbe, be tough on me. Rava, you have the ability to force, even though it's a matan scharak suv betzida, we're granting you that access even above and beyond the regular call in the Gemara and Chulin. So when the Gemara is saying, how come sometimes we say no kfiya, how come sometimes we say yes kfiya, the Gemara shouldn't say one guy's rich, one guy's not rich. The Gemara should say, hey, this is a case where they wouldn't even make a Kabbalah. It's a ban marsha. It's very schwer. Mitzvah liyashiv divrei atoisvus. Everyone hear the kasha?
Two different things. Tosfos was bringing an answer about how do you have kfiya if schar is written betzida, right? And the Gemara is talking about how do you get around the pasuk in Yirmiyah that says kapadati al lachtosav.
You're right. But those two things are very relevant and very connected to one another.
Yeah, but they're not the same thing. The Gemara was talking about there, how can... Meaning...
Simple answer. We were only suggesting that you could be koife when there was a Kabbalah, according to that Dan Tzitzis. So the Gemara should just say, okay, and that those cases are not cases of Kabbalah.
No, because let's say even if you have a Kabbalah, you might not be able to force a poor person.
No, I agree. That's what the Gemara is saying. But the Gemara doesn't need to come on to that. Forget the chilek of poor versus rich. That's not necessary. You had a much simpler answer.
You can't, I don't think, who says you
Dave,
can use
you're asking Akasha, you're saying, maybe that's not the halacha. That's only once the Gemara derives that as its answer, it's because it's forced into a corner. But the shaila is, you don't have to get to this answer. Once Tosis is making such an ukimta on the ganze shaklavatari on the Gemara, so then that's all the Gemara should say. You should say the least chiddush as possible.
But is it on the shaklavatari or on the metzias of tzedakah and how you're allowed to be kofin by tzedakah, not dafka this case? Tosis seems to be answering a general like question about tzedakah and kfiya.
So what?
So that's relevant.
That's relevant for our shaklavatari.
There's also a problem of pekati alach.
But that could resolve that problem. They could resolve each other. I don't. Why is that? Why is the Marshal's asking about Kasha?
Because maybe it doesn't. Maybe you still have.
Because the din is different. You're saying because what? Mikoach what? What are you asking? Why are you challenging the Marshal?
Because it's talking about two different things. I'm not getting it.
So what? It's talking about two different things. But Lamaisa, you agree that you're only allowed to be koyfe if it's Kabbalah according to that Dan Tosis?
Yeah.
So then, when the Gemara is soiser, whether or not you're allowed to force, the Gemara should say that's not a case of Kabbalah. What's your taina on that? You don't need a tiny. You could agree with me. Yeah.
I guess this is like a learning in general question. Could this also be why Tosis transitions into the read because of these problems?
So that's a good question. It's a good question. I don't think so because they're different balei Tosis. But it is something that I like more in the read, personally preference. Not for Mahalach and Limud. Marshall is asking a murderous kasha. Yeah.
I think selling Julian, but I think Marshall Brusa.
I mean, I'm wondering if you're right in terms of the progression of Tosis. Like, this forced the Re to have a new... Meaning, it's not going to say why Tosis is voting on one versus the other, but you're suggesting that maybe the Re... Maybe now Tosis is having this logical progression and saying, oh, and therefore this might be we might need another alternative, and Mikoyach this Kasha, the Re came up with a new one. I hear that. That's interesting, Kasha. I don't know.
So no mass, like, The Marshall's question is like, why didn't if Tosos is right, why didn't the Gemara say it should matter if the person, if like they accept it upon themselves?
Why didn't the Gemara say the chiluk and the stira of whether or not you could force or not should not be based on rich versus not rich? It should be just based on whether or not they made the ukimta. Well,
maybe still is.
Why can we say it's both the person has to be wealthy and
because that's not true. That's not true. That's not what the Gemara says.
No, the Gemara just says wealthy or not, but Tosos is adding this extra layer. Why can't you just say it's both? Not that one is contradictory.
Because if you have an answer for one, you don't need to make more chidushim. The Gemara said something very simple. Glat. Rich versus not rich. Says to the Marsha, maybe that's not true. If since Tosos is giving in the background that this whole story only gets off the ground if you had a prior conversation... So I don't even have to derive the chiluk of rich versus not rich. I can just say a very simple teretz. This guy never had that conversation. Your whole assumption that Tosis says is the assumption of the Gemara is not even true. So Mamela, the Marsha's challenging the Gemara's even derivation of getting that chiluk only because of the stira. You don't need to. You had a much bigger chiluk because the Gemara Pashtus is not assuming this presumption. Yeah.
I think maybe the precondition of like fiat is like implicit in that they're all part of this community and they all need to like, you know, and that being said, like they all need to give their part, and so like fine, they might be co-fed on, and so you might have thought that a poor person would also be would have a part in that, and the chiddush of the Gemara is that it's rich versus poor, where you might have thought that because
okay,
part of the community,
okay, so that's a teretz for the Marshal. That's a lot you have to add to the Gemara.
It works well with the Rambam also, no? Rambam says everyone has to give a certain amount.
Okay.
And so you still have, I mean, the fact that you can, like he's saying, the fact that
again,
you can force someone in the first place
again,
is because of Tosos.
Again, the Rambam never said any of this.
But the Rambam,
Rambam never said this.
To give. So
yes.
how is everyone chayv to give?
But the Rambam never said that. The Rambam never said, maybe the Rambam holds like the next day in Tosos. The Rambam never said that everything we're talking about, fakir. If I would have to argue anything, I would say the Rambam, but the fact that he doesn't say that you have to have a private conversation, he doesn't hold like that. It's a mamash doichak that you can only force in such a situation. The Rambam says you can force any time. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. Everybody said we got to go weiter. Yeah.
Well, I just don't understand how Rava can be kfiya because one person. Soros, we don't have someone force.
Rava's based in.
That was David's kasha yesterday.
All right.
Yeah.
The Tosos answers that. Also.
Yeah.
Rabbi, what is the
Tosos in the top Tosos?
One right above
the... Acher Hayayimo. Yeah, look at the top. You go to places on top. You see, Daniel? The one before our Dibra Masla Acher. Yes, your Kasha. Yeah.
I don't actually think this is going to get off the ground, but I just want to see if it's possible. What if the Chad Amit Chad Lamed is not talking about the donors? And what if Rava was collecting for like really poor people, and it's saying that like the case where you can force him is when like we said it was Erev Shabbos, no? And so he's collecting for Erev Shabbos, and that's why you can't say that it had to do with the conversation, because it wasn't about the conversation.
I'm not following it. What do you, the Gemara says, Habda Ahmed, I could force him. Habda Ahmed, not, I can't force him. So now what are you trying to do?
Saying that maybe it's not talking about the actual person. Maybe it's talking about like the cause that Rav is raising for.
For rich versus rich? Versus not rich?
Just some people that
you're collecting
like, for right now.
Like sometimes you're collecting for rich people?
No, some people, if it was Erev Shabbos, some people already have for Erev Shabbos, so you wouldn't be able to force.
But Ahmed means rich. Weiter.
Is there another
type? No. Weiter. Even the Marashah is not teaching it differently. The Marashah is just saying, Weiter.
Weird way to say it.
Ahmed? No, it's just Aramaic, and it's not the language you speak. Weiter.
Can't be that.
Rabbi Isai, Zokta Helige Tosfos, and perhaps like Natanael is saying, perhaps this might have been a progression of the Tosfos to a different answer, that it's not true that a mitzvah's essay, Shema'an Tzchara K'suv B'tzida, that you can't always make kofet. That which the Gemara brought a rule to this week's Parsha Kibbutz Avayim, that you're not allowed to be kofet on mitzvahs that the Torah says, a schar like Laman Yarichim Yomecha, or our mitzvah of Laman Yivarechacha. There are sometimes certain mitzvahs that you can be kofet, even though the schar is written next to it. And that is when that mitzvah has a loisaseh. So now when you look at this mitzvah of tzedakah, now you look at this mitzvah from a different vantage point. It's not just a mitzvah's essay tzedakah. It's not like tefillin. It's not like achilas matzah. It's not just a plain old mitzvah's essay. But rather, when a person doesn't give tzedakah, Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh tells us he violates two loisaseis. Loisakboitz and loisa'amitz. So now, Rabbi Isai, I ask you the following kasha. Comes along the Gemara in Nidarim. And the Gemara in Nidarim says a fascinating chiddush. This is not only a Gemara in Nidarim, it actually probably is more famous from a Gemara anywhere else. Anyone know where this Gemara comes up elsewhere?
Subis.
No. Oh. Excellent. Baba Kama, where? Which parak? The sixth parak.
Nun Vav, is that what it was?
Yes, excellent. Baba Kama Nun Vav. And what is that Gemara telling us? Gemara is discussing the din of a Shomer Aveda. What Gemara wants to know is a Shomer Aveda a blank or a blank? A Soicher or a Shomer Socher, or is he a Shomer Chinam? My Nafgemina. Rabbi Isai? Geneva Aveda. Oh, good. What level of obligations? Should we do it now, Chevra? Should we prepare for the dating? Let's go. What's Shomer Chinam Chaya for?
Pshia.
What's Shomer Chinam Potter for?
Oines.
And? And what's Shomer Socher Chaya for? And what's Shomer Socher Potter for?
Oines.
What's a Shoyal Chaya for?
Everything.
Except for?
Oines.
Oines Gomer. Oh! Excellent. Machlokes Rishonim, Ramban and Tosfos. No, but he's right, according to Tosfos. Givaldi, excellent. So Rabbi Isai, excellent. You gotta take a fair with Rav Shechter for the Koil. This is the Kashas he's gonna ask. Rabbi Isai, and his Gomer is gonna ask you about the Ramban and Tosfos, Givaldi, yeah. Rabbi Isai. So the Gemara wants to know, what's a Shomer Aveda? So the Gemara says, wait a second, he's not getting any money. So Gemara says, no, he is getting something. What's he getting? Prutu de Rabbeinu Yosef. And that's what the Gemara Nedarim is also talking about. The Gemara Nedarim says that what? If you have a mudr anah, if you have someone that's aser ba'anah, right? You have the ability to aser someone else ba'anah. So the Gemara says, can he be machzer you an aveda? So if he's aser to you, so then he can give you back your aveda. The Gemara says, midim denafshed noisun loy. He's giving him back his old stuff. He's not being mechadish me any new hana. So therefore it's mutter, right, Benny? He's giving me my old stuff.
So what? He happened to transport it? That's not considered anah. That's something that's mutter. However, zok the Gemara. If my nechosim are osur on him, if I, the what? The balabayis, the balaveda, am osur on the machzir. So then the Gemara says, no, I'm giving something. What am I giving him? What am I giving? He's giving, doing Hashavas Aveda. What am I giving him? Zokta Gemara, he's giving you Pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef. What's Pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef? So in order to really understand Pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef, everybody say, you can't just learn Baba Kama. You can't just learn a Darim. You got to learn a Shtickle what? Sukkah. You got to learn a Shtickle Sukkah. Why? Because Zokta Gemara and Sukkah, right? There's a concept called Oisik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. If I'm involved in a mitzvah, so I am potter from doing another mitzvah. Good? So now, Rabbi Yisai, where does the Gemara learn that from, by the way? What's the mocker? No. Shema. Belechtecha baderech. Yeah? Belechtecha didach, belei belechtecha da'akadosh baruch hu. That you're chayiv in the mitzvahs when you're going on your own ways, but when you're involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, so then you're not. Or, another source the Gemara brings down there? What? Chassan is, yeah, the Gemara brings down Chassan also, yeah. But what's the, that's an example of it. But what's a mocker, Rabbi Yisai, that the Gemara brings? What? It's coming up, Rabbi Yisai. It's coming up in our holidays. No, those are examples. What's the mocker? I'm looking for the Kairos. Talmud Torah. Is there a din of Isaac mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah from Talmud Torah, Rabbi Yisai?
Potentially, yeah.
The Rambam says put faker. The Rambam says you can't say oh, submit a potter and mitzvah by Talmud Torah. It's a good kasha. Why?
But there's a
what?
There's
so
then you're gonna just not do anything.
Yeah, why not?
No, but you have. What's
why it not? It's good. It's a good option. No. Well, so that's it's not a reason. I'm always a mitzvah.
But what about what's it called? The chesed yeshar ayde achirim. That it's ayde achirim.
So then you're getting into the Gemara's mind cutting of Efshar Ali Deachem or not. Good, fine. But what I understand, but I'm Isaac Mitzvah. If I'm learning, Yom Avalai, I'm Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, why am I Chayiv in Mitzvahs?
So I have to go to the bathroom.
So I'm only Chayiv in Mitzvahs when I have to go to the bathroom?
No, you're absolute, because it's not absolute anymore, then...
Well, what kind of shiva is it? Lamaisa, I'm steiging up.
I'm steiging up. You only have a Chiyat Talmud Torah when you don't have the other thing. When you're free, when you're Panoi, then you have a...
I don't know. I think I'm chayav Talmud Torah right now.
Not if you have other mitzvahs.
So right now I have another mitzvah.
You're saying
there is no mitzvah Talmud Torah that second?
Yeah, I'm saying when you're panu, then you chayav Talmud Torah.
But let's say I'm mitten sugya. Let's say I'm in the middle of shir. Let's say we have shir tomorrow. And we don't go to this Yom HaTzmaut thing. So we continue Talmud Torah.
There's a famous maisa.
I don't care about maisa. I'm going to the Chaver, this should bother you guys. Look up the Rambam. Hilchos Talmud Torah.
You say that doing a mitzvah is Talmud Torah.
No,
I'm pretty sure the Kiddush Yaakov says.
What?
Isn't that the machloket between Rashi and Tosfos?
I don't think so.
Doesn't this type say that this idea of being panui?
No. Yeah, you're saying good svaras, but I don't think that that's going to resolve this kasha. I think that's noch this. That now, once we know this, so then the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different. But I don't think. I still need a reason. Why don't if I'm oisik in a mitzvah right now? Say oisik mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. Rabbi Yisai, hatzlocha. Maybe you want. You gotta look up the Rambam. No. Yerushalmi. The Mefarshim quoted Yerushalmi. Ayin Shom. Rabbi Yisai, a good kasha. Rabbi Yisai. Oh. So the Gemara also quotes, if I remember correctly, on Chavheim Abayz from Atzvas Yosef. Mara says that they carried the bones of Yosef, that they were potter from the Karban Pesach. So that's the Gemara says. So who were the Atzmos of that they were carrying? Fine. So these are the Makaris of the Gemara brings. There's a concept called Oisik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. It's a Mishnah in Sukkah. So just Rabbi say Derech Agav. I'm sorry to get a little tangential, but I need you guys to be injected with these ideas. You need to know this stuff. So Maisa. I have a kasha. Okay? I remember when we started moving into Fairlawn, when we got our first mashulach in the middle of shul, so I was like, everyone's usually, you know, and people are upset, people get annoyed, whatever. Schnarr. Try to say it in a respectful way. So I got excited. I was just like, oh, we did it. We're on the map. You know, they're coming there. I said, this is great. I gave the guy like a tons of money. You So I want to raise a shaila, Rabbi Yisai. Everyone has this mamish rampant. I remember when I lived on Far Rockaway, it was big. Certain minyanim, like Sundays, was big, big, heavy time. You're in the middle of davening, and the guy's coming. You know the sheikh. There's skill in the sheikh. You have to, one of these guys, one of these aniyim once was teaching me how to do it. You have to know the jingle. So I want to know halacha l'maisa. I'm oisik mitzvah. I'm right now davening. So am I chayav to give him tzedakah? Am I not chayav to give him tzedakah?
What part of davening are you in?
So Rabbi Yisai, what?
Are you ever chayav, even if you weren't? If an oni came, it's not called poshet yad today?
Well, first of all, it is.
Is it?
No, I'm saying he's asking for tzedakah. Why aren't I chayav?
Even if you're not davening, is it a chiyuv to...
I'm saying he's asking for tzedakah. Why shouldn't I give him? I should give him something.
Yeah.
Should give him kedei mezainus. I think that's what the Rambam says. You should give something.
No matter what part of davening you're in.
But that's what I'm asking. I'm asking the shaila. L'chayra, one should really say back to me. It's a gemara in sukkah. Oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Unless one delves into the sugya and one opens up the sugya and one makes the following distinction. Because on the one hand, Rabbi Yisai, on the one hand. Right? The Tosfos asked there in Sukkah, Daf Chav Hei Amud Aleph, that back in the day, right, and even today, why am I chayav in any mitzvahs? I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm wearing tefillin. Back in the day, they used to wear tefillin all day. So why don't I just say, I'm oisik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah? Good kasha, everybody say?
Mm-hmm.
You want to end shir right now and say that? Chevra, Tosfos asked a bam kasha. Yeah?
Because between being mentally preoccupied and physically.
So Tosis comes up with the following chiddush. And he says, Oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah only applies when it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Right? But if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, then what? Then you're not patur. So what do you do with pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef? So you have to say, says Tosis, he talks about this there in Sukkot Chafei, Ayin Sham. That he's involved in being in guarding the Aveda, and he's for tumult. He can't right now deal with the Ani because he's involved in the Aveda, and it wasn't Efshel L'Kayim Shnei. However, the Ran happens to be, or just Derech Agav, everybody says, the Ran disagrees with Tosfos. The Ran says, even Efshel L'Kayim Shnei, your potter, unless it's Shalei B'Tircha, unless it's Mamish a joke, so then it's fine, but fundamentally the Ran does not hold to the distinction of Efsher versus Loy Efsher, and Rabbi Yisai, this is the shocker. And I couldn't believe this when I actually, Halacha Lamaisa, we paskin like the Ran. We do not paskin like Tosfos. We hold the Etzem, even a mitzvah she'efsher l'kayim shneim, your putter, unless it's mamish no tircha. And by the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky paskins, I remember you, it was so in Derech Amuna, he paskin that me'ikar adin, if it's at all, distracting at all, really are me'ikar adin putter when a person's davening. And by the way, a lot of times, It does, to get the money in the middle, and it is a little bit of a tircha, so you would have that to rely on based on the Ramah of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. But Rabbi Yisai, this shaila is whether or not how you would have to discuss what Prut de Rabbeinu Yosef is because of Oisik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Good. Aber Rabbi Yisai comes along the Beis Yaakov, who is the Baal HaNesivis, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, who wrote, we have very few svarim from him on Masechtas, but in Maseches Ksubis, we punked have his farm. And he wrote a chiddush on this Tosfos, a kash on this Tosfos, because there's a parallel Tosfos in Ksubis on Daf Mem Tes that's mimicking exactly our Tosfos. Fret the Nesivis, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, would anyone in their right mind ever say that you can eat chazer when you're oisik mitzvah? So what in the world if you accept the Bali HaTosfos Nari? And you accept the hanocha that there's a law, as the Torah says, you should have this kasha from Green Shai Mikro. There's lois sick bites and lois amates. You have law in the oraisa, lois ase, when it comes to what? The mitzvah of tzedakah. So how could you ever accept the concept of prut of the Rabbi Yosef in a Gemara Bava Kama on Daf Nun Vav, and a Gemara in Nidarim on Daf Lamed Daled? Hello, you're violating loisases. No one allows you to eat a chazer or eat a nevela because you're Isaac mitzvah. That's a messed up religion. What's pshat, Rabbi Yisai? A bomb kasha on our Balei HaTosfos. So now Rabbi Yisai, every sheet of the Tosfos has a dochuk. But this is a real murderous kasha. This is not just in Chejman in the Gemara, like the Marashah is saying. This is mamish. This is something that we can't sleep at night with this. What in the world is going on over here? What in the world is pshat in our Tosfos? Zemesis, Rabbi Yisai.
Comes along with Ruchana. And Ruchana Wasserman says,
and a lot of you were coming up to me in Seder about this, discussing how do we categorize the mitzvah of tzedakah. What is the categorization of this mitzvah of tzedakah? Because like, Daniel came to me like, there's two lavim and there's one mitzvah sesi, like, maybe we should really call it a laf, because like, two outweighs the one. What's going on over here? Is this a positive commandment? Is it a negative commandment? How do we deal with this Tosfos? And especially in light of this kasha, now you're going to apply the din of Isis mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So comes along Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan introduces to us to a fascinating chiddush of the Ramban in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin tells us in the towards the end of the first paragraph, Rabbi Yisai, that there is a distinction within mitzvahs between mitzvahs that a woman is obligated in and what mitzvahs that a woman is not obligated in. There's a difference between mitzvahs esei she'azman grama and mitzvahs esei she'ein azman grama. And then the Gemara says, and I'm going to list to you, on the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph, I'm going to list to you the mitzvahs esei she'ein hazman grama. Mitzvahs esei that are not time-bound, that obviously women are obligated in. Who knows where we learn the source that mitzvahs esei she'azman grama that they're pater from?
Tefillin.
Yeah, that's tefillin. Good. Tefillin. Yeah, that's what you're thinking, right? I figured that. So that's what the Gemara says. Mitzvah Zeshe Zaman Grama, Mitzvah Zeshe Eina Zaman Grama. Good. What's an example of a Mitzvah Zeshe Eina Zaman Grama? The non-time-bound mitzvah. The mitzvah of Maike. Mem Ayin Kuf He. Mitzvah that if you have a dangerous area in your property, your roof, or even not a roof, but something that could bring bloodshed to your house. So the Torah says that you have a mitzvah to put up mak. Frek, the Balei HaTosfos Akasha, and the Ramban Akasha. The reason why women are obligated in the mitzvah of Maikeh is because of it being non-time bound. I have a much better reason why Nashim are obligated in the mitzvah of Maikeh. What's the reason, Rabbi Yisai? The Torah says, Loisasim Dom V'Veisecha. It's a Loisase. That's why they're obligated. Everyone agrees to the fact that Nashim are obligated in what? In every Loisase. By the way, how do I know that? What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Hish v'hakosav, get this down, Rabbi Yisai. Hish v'hakosav isha le'ish l'chol einshin shebetayra. Hish v'hakosav isha le'ish l'chol einshin shebetayra. Women are loosely translated as women are obligated in loisases. Why do I say loosely translated? I am the Prima Gadam, I am the Minchas Nanot. I am the Gemara and Tmura Daf Dalet, but that's not for now. Okay? But loosely translated, what most Rishonim understand to mean is that loisases, men and women are equal. Frek the Ramban, frek the Balei HaTosfos. So what do you have to come on to the fact that it's a non-time mitzvah? It's a laugh. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, you know what? You're right. But you don't always violate the laugh when it comes to makkah. When you go, when we learn the Hilchos of makkah and the Hilchos of buildings, says Tosfos in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Aleph, there are certain times the lav will apply and there are certain times the lav will not apply. That's how Tosfos deals with that kasha. Our brother Ramban in Kiddushin over there says no. It's not true. You always violate the los ase, and any case of makkah, it's linked with the din of lois hasim deme mesecha, and we don't split between the ase and the lois ase. So then what's the answer to the Ramban's kasha? It's a murderous kasha. So the Heilige Ramban There are certain times, Rabbi said, this is Moiridik. It's going to change your whole perspective of the Torah. Zokhtar Ramban, there are certain, give me a second, Moshe Mordechai. Zokhtar Ramban, there are certain times that the loisase is bo lechazik esa'ese. Means be'etzem, when I categorize this, it's be'etzem a mitzvah sese. It's be'etzem, it's a positive commandment. And the mele what? The Torah just wanted to enforce it, so it put a footnote, it put a stressor, and therefore it added some loisases as well. Comes along Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and he says, perhaps that's the yesod of our Tosfos. Perhaps, just like the Ramban was saying by Makkeh, that it's a loisase, habo lechazik esa'ese, but really, fundamentally, what is this? It's the mitzvah's essay of tzedakah. Upper what? There's also a loisase that is mechazik it. So that's an afkamino legabe what? Legabe the din of kol mitzvah's essay shema'at n'schar ha'ksuv b'tzida ein kaifin alav. So therefore, we don't have to have the limitations of in koifin alav that we don't force because it has matan schar ksuv betzida. Because over here, it also has a little stressor mark and it has a loisase. So therefore, it changes kviyah. Why should that be? Ayin Reb Shmuel, ayin tzois from yesterday's shir that this is lafrusha meisura and this is in a classic. This is in a classic din of kviyah that you need bezdin, like we said yesterday. But if you want to know how could I apply the basics. How could I apply the din of Isaac Mitzvah B'dem and Mitzvah? Hello, aren't I violating a lav? Nah, this is not a classic lav. This is Be'etzem and Mitzvah Sese, and it's just a lav haba l'chazek es ha hesa es. Good. Imkin, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, Adam.
So once you say that, can you, like, how do you distinguish that between other mitzvahs with...
Very hard. Very hard. Very hard. You have to know. You have to know what's ba l'chazek what. And sometimes, I spoke about this at Tzvi Hirsch's bris, at Akiva's bris. Sometimes you have the reverse. Sometimes you have an essay that's bo l'chazik as halav. You need the Rishonim to spell it out for you. You can't. It's very hard to figure it out on your own. But mikoyach this kushya, you do have the concept. And Rav Chanan says maybe the idea of the Ramban will also apply to tzedaka. But in echanami, it's very very unclear where, and we are not able to enforce it ourselves. There is a.
Similar, like with angle safer that we spoke about. There, it's lavim, but lavim that are created in the Torah to protect other lavim.
Siyagim d'oraisa. Yeah. Last year, Pesach, the beginning of the year.
Those did in what's it called?
Bas v'chol.
Yeah. But here it's an asay, but it's a similar concept. It's to be mechazik that to get you to do it, and there it was.
Right. I hear. You're saying the Torah is. You see, the Torah is fortifying things. I hear. Interesting. Yeah.
What's the Osik B'mitzvah in our case here? We're applying that concept, but I'm saying, like,
what's... You're putter from giving
tzedakah. I'm trying to frame that in terms of...
An ani's coming up to you, and you're putter because you're a shomer avida.
I mean, like, in Babasra.
There is no Osik B'mitzvah here. No, he's asking, if tzedakah has a law, so then how can you say, you would never say to an Osik B'mitzvah that he can violate a law. Oh. That's his kasha. Okay. Got it? Is that what was bothering you? Got it. Rabbi Isai, if you remember yesterday, I asked you a kasha. I asked you a kasha that why is it that if an ani comes up to me, it's taka, I think it's this week's parsha, Rabbi Isai. Is Losaman Adam Reach in this week's parsha?
Oh boy.
Silence.
I thought it was Mishpatet.
Could be.
Is what this week's parsha?
Only Wednesday.
There's a next Tuesday, guys. Mincha next Tuesday. See, Yom HaTzimut coming out. We're busy. Chav is busy. Shabbatim sounds good.
Pretty sure.
Lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai, I asked Akasha, when an ani comes to your door and he says he needs a heart transplant, so You have Osam Adam Riecha, but you also have the Lavim of Taisus. So why, according to the Ramah in Simin Kufnun Zayin, in Yoredeya, it says you're obligated to give up all your money to not be violated by Sase. So why aren't I obligated to spend and empty out my bank account in order to help him? Yeah, I don't see it. I think you're right.
No, it's this week's question.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Gavali. I think it says it a few times in Torah. Rabbi Isai, so why aren't I obligated to make sure that I have to empty out my bank account, Rabbi Isai? Anyone have any to root some?
Kazusha.
What?
Kazusha. That's a lot. That's an assay.
No, I'm asking, but what about Eloy's assay? Kyber, come on.
You don't have to do that.
What? Give me a teretz.
You put yourself in a worse
position. It's not a what? It's not a classic Eloy's assay. Maybe the Yisoy to Rav Elchanan, the Yisoy that we're bringing out from our sugyo of Isaac Mitzvah Bar Mitzvah, will also answer my kasha about whether or not the chumros of Kol Mamono will apply. When does the Ramah say that you have to spend all your money for a loy saseh? That's what? That's an independent loy saseh that's in the minyan mitzvahs. But if you have a zal loy saseh, that bantam's not a loy saseh. It's a loy saseh abol l'chazik as a essay. Like what? Loy sosos and dom bebeisecha. Maybe you don't have to spend all your money. Nafkamina, if you have to spend all your money to pay for a makeh. Maybe. Maybe that's what the Ramban will say. Maybe that's what Rabbi Chana will say. Maybe that'll answer our other kasha, Rabbi Yisai. Or, Rabbi Yisai, some of the Achrayim, if you look on the Ramah, and you look in the Pitzchei Tshuva there, in the Ramah, and you're a day, and some in Kufnun Zayin, about whether or not you have to spend all your money for every Lois Asay, they say the following Chiddush. I believe this is from the Chavis Yor. You see, we always categorize things as Lois Asay versus Essays. But in the world of Lomdus, the MS is, there's another chiluk. And there are many areas, Rabbi Sinshas, I once spoke to someone about all the different areas that you might have these chilukim that are really not lois essays versus essays. That's not what's pivotal. That's not what's what the criteria is. But rather, it's really what? By derech klal, Rabbi said, when you're violating a lois essay, what are you doing that's really worse? You're become the essay actively going against what the Rebbeinu Shlom said. That's why it's a little bit more egregious than not doing a mitzvah essay. It's not so much of what it is. Is it a lois essay versus a mitzvah essay? But it's more about what are you doing? One is kumva essay. One is actively going against the words of the Rebbeinu Shlom. He said not to eat chazer and I ate chazer. He said not to wear shatnez and I wore shatnez. He said not to marry this woman and I married this woman. Or he gave me a commandment to eat matzah on Leila Seder, and I just what? I just fell asleep. I just didn't do it. B'shev altais. Perhaps the chumras of a lois asay in terms of expenditures and in terms of how much money you have to spend is not so much essay versus lois asay, like the way we assume and the Pashup Shah and the Ramah. But let's say, says the Chavis Yor, you have a lois assay that you violate b'shev va'alpas. Anyone have an example of that?
Stalka.
Lois samur adam reyecha. You're just not actively getting involved. Perhaps the chiyuv of spending all your money will not apply, Rabbi Yisai. Did anyone here empty out their bank accounts for the people in Ukraine? No? I didn't empty out my bank accounts. I spent a lot of money, but I didn't empty out my bank accounts. But why didn't I empty out my bank account? Why didn't I spend everything? Sorry. Maybe one of these two roots. Maybe one of these two roots. Allah halamaisa. Well, samra adam reyach is only b'shev al tais, even though it's a lav. L'sak poitzim l'sa amitz, even though there's a lav, it's only b'shev al tais. Comes along Rabbi Chanan, and Rabbi Chanan gives option number two. And he says, wait a second. Maybe the din of Oisik v'mitzah, Potter and Amitzah not applying to Lavim means not Lavim versus Essay, but rather what, Rabbi Yisai? Rather what, Rabbi Yisai? Chiddush Niflo of Rabbi Chanan. Perhaps Oisik v'mitzah, Potter and Amitzah allows you to do what? To be Sheva Altaseh. Bein be'essay, bein be'lois asay. It just doesn't allow you to be what? Bikum ve'esei. So those are the two terutzim that Rabbi Chanan suggests for the Kasha, the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis on our Toisvis. Mayuridik, Rabbi Yisai. So many sugyas that start blossoming from all of the Kashas of our Toisvis. Rabbi Yisai, Mirtzesh, and tomorrow we'll have, I think, two more terutzim to this Kasha, the Nesivis. And then we got to get back to other terutzim, possibly, to how to understand this Tosfos and Mirtzeh Hashem and close up the sugya. Oh no, not tomorrow. So the Maaser Rabbi say we're not going to tomorrow. We have to figure out when to finish the sugya. We're not on Mishir tomorrow because of the Yom HaTzmaut.